All right, Podcastia, you're listening, right? It's Howard Stern here. And I got to tell you, I mean, Robin, I'm not really into podcasts.
Well, that's like all those people who used to be on cable access. Yeah. They thought they were
on TV. They would pay a company to put my hey, look, I'm on TV. No, you're not on TV. I mean, yeah, you're on TV, but nobody gives a shit about you.
But Trenton Waves, it's not a podcast. This is a friggin' experience. Frank and Christina Sasso are the best. The best thing since Transcendental Meditation.
Are you ready? It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Okay. Trenton Waves. Listen, so last week, Donna was here.
Yes.
Donna Maywar.
Yes.
Goddess with a job. Remember that? The librarian? There was a librarian, like, that had a Greek goddess name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, is that where we get the whole sexy librarian thing from?
Yeah, I vaguely remember this.
Anyway. This goddess had a job. She was in charge of the books or something.
Right, okay. Right. Oh, yes, that's what she was talking about. Yes,
I forgot the name. I totally.
I don't remember.
She said it. I forgot it when she said it.
Right, I forgot.
So I told a story about my Hey Sailor story last week. Let me tell you, I'm in DMV, and I'm waiting there. You know, I had to get my new insurance, whatever. And I hear, Hey Sailor. I'm like, oh, not again. And there was a guy. And I look around. I'm like, I'm looking for somebody I know. I'm like, oh, there's nobody I know. Oh, man, who's that? Now I'm sitting there. And then this guy comes across on my right-hand side. I'm playing that bubble game on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he leans down and he goes, Hey, Sailor. I'm like, oh, dude. So that was my only feedback so far.
But you didn't know him.
I didn't know him. No, he's a listener.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
In DMV, that's saying, cool. Hey, Sailor. I'm like, hey, dude. He goes, dude, I totally would have been the same way. I would have felt the same exact way. I'm like, exactly. It's a guy's story.
Mm-hmm.
Women can't relate to that.
Mm.
By the way, listen, Podcastia. The DMV in Trenton, what a pleasure.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
An absolute joy to go. And I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm being totally serious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going there. And the guy at the counter,
mm-hmm.
he starts explaining to me, you know, what I have to do. So I said, well, I got new insurance. I just want to apply this to my registration as opposed to the other one, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he goes, okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look for any fees, and I'm going to look if there's any outstanding warrants, and then I'm also going to look for any suspensions. Okay, so I see there's none of that. And I'm like, oh, okay, oh, cool, all right, thanks. And he says to me, excuse me, sir, excuse me. Like, he didn't want me to talk. and then he goes, okay, so now I'm going to look up over here. I'm going to submit an RX. For this, and once I submit the RX, I'm going to wait like maybe a second or so, and I'm like, I don't know, what does an RX mean? He goes, sir, please. I don't know what an RX means. He goes, it's okay. Please, I need to finish talking this out. I'm like, okay. Now I'm like, what's with this cat? So I'm like, does this cost anything? It doesn't cost anything, sir. I'm just looking for any fees, and I will get back to you in a minute. And then he starts rambling on again. Very articulate, like very like on the, like he knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his DMV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I look sort of like behind him, and I see a woman there like taking notes. And he's training this girl. He's just telling her what he's doing.
Right. So he wasn't talking to you. He was talking
again,
to her.
Another Hey Sailor moment. But only he wasn't saying Hey Taylor. He was saying the stuff to this woman.
Right, the DMV stuff.
And I went, oh, dude, I thought you were talking to me this whole time. And then that was like the funniest thing he ever did here because he just went off laughing. But what a great system in that DMV. I was so shocked.
Don't be shocked. That's what you should expect.
Well, now I expect it.
And they were very pleasant and helpful.
Pleasant, helpful. The guy at the door, he says, listen, come in now. Don't come in later. It's empty now. You don't want to be here later because it's going to be packed. You'll never get out of here. You won't get out of here until 6 o'clock at night. Blah, blah, blah. He starts the whole thing. I'm like, really? What do you need? What do you need? I'm like, I just have to show new insurance. Go to window 22 and then meet me back here. And like, he had a whole game plan. I'm like, what's going to happen in here? It's just damn
great.
It was amazing.
Well, I'm not even going to talk about back in the day in like New York.
Yeah, New York? No, yeah. You were there for the duration in New York.
Yeah. And then when you got to the front of the line, they told you you're missing something.
After spending 3 hours there.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, let's just forget that.
Forget that.
But Lawrenceville?
Lawrenceville.
Terrible. They have the worst customer service.
Yeah.
They are rude. The girl they have working at the door, she's got some bug up her butt and hates her job and hates you for coming to the job.
Hates you, hates your job, hates the world, hates her life.
Right. So right. I think she should be working like in a closet somewhere.
Working in a closet.
Where she doesn't have to deal with people. Trenton has it all over Lawrenceville.
Oh, please. Lawrenceville sucks.
Don't go all the way over there unless you don't care. And people, you don't mind being treated
shoddily.
Unless you're a sadomasochist and you like being beat up.
If you're a sadomasochist, podcast you, and you like to be beaten up, go to the Lawrenceville DMV.
You're right.
You'll love it.
You'll get it right. You won't even make it into the door yet. But I know coming up to the door, she was waiting there, ready to turn us away.
Pounce.
Yeah.
And then she accused me. You don't have to get loud with me, sir. I'm like, get loud with you?
I know. Who's getting loud? You are.
I asked why I was what time it was.
Go home, take a nap.
And the post office on Montgomery Street, right over here, right by the studio.
Yes, yes.
Another home run gold.
Gem
of a place.
Yes.
Hi, Annette. Shout out to Annette. I know you're listening, Annette.
Annette is the postal worker over there?
She's something over there. I don't know what she does.
I'm sure she works there.
I think she works in the back closet looking stamps for people.
But she's nice.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Yes.
I love her.
Okay, good.
She's a little snarky, but
Well, you like snarky.
I like snarky with good service.
Yeah, and you get good service.
Yeah, I don't like snarky and your service is crap and your products are crap.
Right, but then we're saying that the post office downtown on Montgomery is good service and snarky, which you like.
Snarky, yes.
It's fun snarky.
So a couple episodes ago.
Yes.
We had on Mike from the Lobby Club.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, that guy was out of control. He was so nervous, he wouldn't shut up. He couldn't stop talking.
I like that one.
But we were talking about this band we went to see, live music, over in Hightstown.
Right.
The nowhere town in Jersey.
All right.
It is. It is. Come on.
Poor
Hightstown.
Hightstown.
We're beating up on Hightstown.
They got one little lone oasis there.
We got
these
two guests. They're like, they have a little bromance going on. A black guy and a white guy. And they're smacking hands. And they're like... Yeah, clapping.
They're so excited.
They're fist bumping. They're talking about us. Just calm down, guys. Just calm down. Bubba Walsh is in the house.
Oh.
Bubba Walsh is here.
Hey.
Thank you. Don't need your help. Don't need your help. I don't need your help either. He still has to say something.
We should start.
Son of a bitch.
See, this is where I want to get
started. So here's what happened. We go to the show, and we talked about it.
Yes, we did.
And then I meet this guy, Toby, from the OTC, who I wanted to get on the show for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just start talking, and we went to see their show the other night, and it was great. I had a great time.
Mm-hmm. And where did we see it?
We saw it at
the barn.
Exit 7A.
Scott Miller's place. Scott Miller. Shout out to Scott.
Fantastic. Great place.
Great.
And OTC's great. Everybody's great. Crystal, one of our newest podcasters with the Coolest People in the World podcast, she's on the couch and she's talking. She's talking to me about it the next day on the phone. And she brings up this guy, Bubba. Now, I only know one Bubba in my life, and he's not what you would expect him to look like. I was expecting a big black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba. Forrest Gump. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make me a racist. That's what I picture. I picture a black guy.
Right.
Okay. And I said, Bubba. I said, what does he look like? And she actually did say he's a white guy, sort of a blondish ginger, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, what do you mean? I said, I think I went to see him play a couple of weeks ago and it was not a great night.
Not that they weren't great.
No, they were great. No one loves Bubba more than me. Okay. I'm just saying.
I think his mom and his parents.
I don't know.
You know. If he has a girlfriend.
I was very taken with him.
Okay.
But not in a gay way. I just like him.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I think that was the guy that we were like ragging on the show.
Right.
All right. So one thing leads to another. And I get a hold of Toby. I said, Toby, listen to this show and tell me if this is the same guy that you know. Because he plays with OTC a few times. And I'm like, we got to get him on the show. So then Toby sends Bubba the link to hear what I said. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he ratted you out.
And he's here today.
Okay.
I mean,
that's right. So we have right now in the studio with us right now today, Mr. Bubba Walsh
and
Toby Richardson. Woo! I don't think there's any relation to Maria Richardson, but they're here right now, podcasting, and we are very excited.
So we're allowed to talk now?
Now you can talk.
I was a good boy. fun fact, I only know one Bubba as well.
Really?
Yeah.
And
what makes that fact fun?
It's because there's only one Bubba.
I just want to go back into the past real quick and we want to refresh podcastia's ears on this, and then we're going to come right back. Here's what my issue was with this place, with this live music. All right, so you got the guy up there. His name is Bubba. The guy's name is Bubba. He couldn't be more white.
Not what I was expecting.
Bubba Walsh. No offense, Bubba, if you're listening. You're great. It's okay.
No, the music was good.
It was good. But here's what I can't stand.
What can't you stand?
First of all, I'm not a big fan of bands.
No.
It's okay. Like, come on, guys. All right, I got to sit and listen to you like you're the Beatles. Most of these bands are not that great.
Well, I don't think it wasn't a concert. It was a bar. So people aren't really listening. It's just background music.
Okay, but you should tell the lead guitarist that. Of this particular band.
Well, that person got a little out of control.
Here's my biggest pet peeve. First of all, the piano guy, the electric
was amazing.
Piano, he was great. I wish
he was alone.
I wish he was by himself.
Yes.
He was great.
Yes.
The poor man's Bruno Mars in the back didn't do it for me.
So we really didn't get to see what he did.
He got no attention. Stage time. He was literally in the corner in the back.
Right. Okay. The keyboard guy got some solos, so that's why we know he was the best one.
The guy with the long hair and the dark glasses inside at night.
Okay. That right there is like a big
they're singing.
No, no.
You know, what I can't stand is like you make it so much more than it is. Like he or she was on the guitar, like lip syncing, like, you know, just like with the eyes closed. Not that I could tell.
How did you know the eyes were closed?
You could tell by the face. Okay. This person's eyes was closed. And he's like lip syncing it and like play with the guitar. It's like, dude, just stop it. Stop.
It was much. It was too much.
In defense of Rodney, because that's Rodney.
Oh, poor Rodney.
Wait, back up a minute. Here's the other thing. I was unsure of the gender. I don't know if it was a guy. I don't know if it was a girl. I don't know what he was, but that was a guy. So at least I know it's a guy. Okay, so Rodney. What was Rodney's story?
Yeah. Rodney is the Jack Black of Pies Down Then.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's awesome, actually. Like he writes killer songs as well. Hell of a vocalist.
Definitely more of a Broadway style.
Yeah.
Where
he's like really dramatic
like
and stuff.
Very
and
like,
huge flair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he's playing with it, he's playing with his band, he's like actually like really sick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But that group that you saw was like, it was like a 3-day notice and it was like, hey, like we can just come and play whatever we want. And they're like, yeah, well, like come in to just hang out.
Okay.
So that's what we were doing.
Okay.
It wasn't an actual act, like it kind of thing. It was just more just like they wanted us to come in and fill the space with music. And so it was just one of those things where I was like, I can't believe like that's the show that you saw.
You guys saw. it's
nice. It's like a hometown thing where it's like, oh, just like people we know are going to be here kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the girl that was dancing down with is that your girlfriend?
Brielle? No, she's not my girlfriend.
Okay, well, who is she? A groupie, a roadie, or what?
I guess you could say like groupie-ish, but she's a really good friend.
Very good friend of the band. Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm not beating her up personally.
I'm just saying the overall aesthetic
is like she's down there swaying, like these lyrics are really getting to, and I'm like, guys, just calm down, really.
I will point out that even though Bubba is supposedly the most white, he is mad at people dancing and having long hair as indigenous people.
Wow.
What?
You seem whiter than him, Toby.
Yeah, that's why we're such good friends, man.
I'm sticking up for my peeps, man.
You're indigenous. You're against indigenous people.
I'm against indigenous people.
Let me tell you. I just want to say something. Calm down. Hang on. I'm regretting this interview immediately. Immediately.
See, I love it because I love chaos.
Are we talking about Rodney here still?
I thought we were.
No,
we're talking about Rodney.
Okay.
Toby, are you like a little high or something right now? You are. I can tell you.
The hesitation gives it away.
The breathing, the eyes are going up to the back of his head.
You can hear my dry mouth.
Okay, oh my God. Listen, I want to talk to Bubba for a second.
Okay.
You just calm down.
All
right. Okay. All right.
Jeez. We're all out of control here.
Wow. All right. So, Bubba, I like you a lot. I thought you were fantastic.
Thanks.
I enjoyed your solo. I liked that. That was like an acoustic with a good vocal.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love the keyboard guy. Mm-hmm. He did that Billy Joel number.
I think that what he was saying is the explanation. It was kind of like we didn't practice. We just kind of got up there and.
For the stuff you were griping about is like I was also griping about, which is why it's more funny to me because I was like Ronnie, like whatever, like just or like sit on the dock a bit. There's like five songs I want to do just acoustic.
Okay.
And I do one song acoustic, and then he comes up and starts soloing. I'm like, these are not the songs to solo.
solo over.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay, so you this had is a supposed to be okay. like there's some like more like relaxing kind of
right,
stuff.
Right.
Interesting.
But then like everyone okay. else hopped on, so it was like.
And who was
like,
the Walmart Bruno Mars?
The
oh,
Walmart,
don't say that.
Walmart.
I have nothing against. I have nothing against the guy personally. I don't even know. I'm just saying that was the aesthetic. You got the discounted Bruno Mars. You got the weird guy with the glasses. You had Billy Joel over there.
So negative.
No, it's not. I love the Billy Joel guy.
I love Billy Joel.
I love Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. The one he did the Billy Joel number. That was fantastic.
Billy Joel.
That's a Jim Gaffigan reference.
Billy Joel.
No, Billy Joel.
Joel.
Yeah, so when did you start
in Vienna?
Have you always played music, or is that what you do for a living, or what?
Yeah, so that's like half of what I do for a living is the music, and then the other half is, you know, the day job, which is...
Which
like,
is what?
Fish and plants.
Fish
so
and plants.
So shout out to my company that I work with is Drop the Beats Farm. It's hydroponics, aquaponics. Local.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we do like education things for elementary schools. So we'll have like a fish tank in there full of tilapia. And then we'll have a hydroponic system, which is like channels of water that circulates the fish water. And because of the waste that's in the fish, it feeds the plants. And the plants filter out the water. So you don't have to really filter the water as much. You harvest like four times.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I think he was in construction?
Were you a handyman at one point?
Yeah, yeah, I do that as well. So, so that's like my side job. Okay.
All right, let's jump over to Toby now.
Okay. Well, first I want to ask my first question, which is why Trenton?
Well, because I was born and raised here. I come from Trenton. It's in my blood. It's where I've always been. And I've seen firsthand like all sorts of different sides of the city. The sides that people tend to see with all the negativity and all the, you know, all the ghetto shit. But I've also seen the sides where there's a lot of like talent, a lot of culture, a lot of people, actual friggin' people. And so, you know, apart from being too broke to live anywhere, but I absolutely love my city though. I love Trenton.
Okay. I think we all feel that way. We all feel that it's a great place to live. It's inexpensive relative to other places in New Jersey.
It is.
And it's the people. Like, we were just saying that to somebody just now. You have to be, like, a little crazy to live here. Like, you have to be a little...
Just this side of crazy.
Yeah, right. You know, not crazy, like, because you live here, you're crazy. No, you have to... That's the qualifier. Are you crazy? Yeah. Okay, you can live here now.
Right. Yeah.
Be two steps away from being homeless.
In order to get it, you got to be crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a little bit. Just a tad. You don't have to be completely insane.
No.
Just this side of crazy.
Crazy. Right. You know, a little sauce of crazy on the side.
I like just a side of crazy. Not this side. A side.
A side of crazy.
Right. I hate to ask what the main dish is.
But let me ask you, Bubba, also, why Trenton? Why are you here hanging out in Trenton?
It's just one of those places that keeps drawing me back. Every time, like, I feel like, you know, like, the too much, like, drama, there's a lot of drama in Trenton. There's a lot of things that do happen, and you kind of have to, like, you know, like, be, like, head on a swivel sometimes. But then you said, like, the people, like, you meet, like, the most interesting characters. Mm-hmm. And every time I feel like I'm, like, almost at the breaking point of, like, yeah, I really don't want to feel like I want to go back to Trenton, I have, like, one of the most amazing experiences of my life, where I meet someone who's just... like happened to be like the right person to walk in my life at that time.
Right.
Especially the open mic at the Trenton Social, great space. Mm-hmm. And then going to shows at Mill Hill, the bar, the saloon there.
Yeah.
I feel like every time I go to an art show in Trenton, you said there's something real about it.
That it's very authentic city.
Don't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very authentic city.
Yeah, I've been in New York City and done some stuff there. I've done some stuff in Philly. The realism and just, there's the emotional content, you can feel it. Mm-hmm. There's something else there. Like you said, it's two steps from crazy. Or like you're right next to it. You're on this side. You have a side, like the coleslaw of crazy. and I feel like sometimes a good pickle kind of makes a sandwich. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So I feel like Trenton's got like the best pickles.
Yes. Yes. I totally get
Trenton
that.
Trenton has the best pickles.
I like that because the pickle has the crunch and it also has that little tangy taste to it. Yes. The texture. Yep. Yeah.
Right. Sour.
Makes it just perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did you two meet? How did you end up?
The way he said it.
There's a few stories to this.
There's a few stories on how you met.
There's a couple. When we first met, the first time I remember talking to Toby, we were talking about Star Wars and lightsaber colors.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were getting into it. We were like, "Oh, this guy's a nerd." and so like we're just more able to open to each other through narratives.
You don't remember this.
I do not remember this.
I have a feeling you're not going to remember this interview either.
No, I'm going to remember plenty.
But then when we actually started hanging out, I was doing an event called Laugh Jam. at a barn, and I was booking bands.
Wait, that's
yeah, and a where comedian. That was like the first time we hung out. Like outside.
Okay, I could. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I was about to say that's not where we met.
No, that's not where we met. We met at Trenton Social, but we talked time to time. The first time we really hung out was.
I feel you. Yeah.
Was.
It was at the
green room of a barn where I accidentally booked like the number two porn star to be a comedian.
Yeah,
but I didn't know this.
What?
I guess you booked her for something else. I
booked her to be the comedian, but I didn't know who she was.
Roll this back, please. So you were in charge of facilitating the show, and you were booking the talent.
Oh, he does eventually.
So you booked a comedian who turns out was the number two porn star.
Yes.
In the porn industry.
Okay.
Yeah. So
was she funny at least?
She was actually really funny.
Really?
Yeah. She was the main one we were laughing at.
Yeah,
was she like a crowd comic or she had material?
She had material and then she did crowd comedy as well.
She did crowd work.
She did both. She was actually really good. I was really impressed. Sylvia Sage is her name. Mm-hmm. And like literally like I had no idea who she was until like 3 days beforehand, and I was like, wait a second, like no, I don't want like a porn show, like I want like I'm looking for like a comedy show.
Oh, you didn't want a porn show?
No, I didn't want to. No,
at the bar.
But here's the thing, like hey, she wait, was wait, actually wait like one of the classiest
acts. I have to scold Podcastia. Hey guys and Podcastias, I hear the clickety clacks right now. We're looking her up. Cut it out. Come back to the show.
Pay attention.
Yeah. But anyways, one friend Alex, he always brings it up. He's like, I still have that joint we smoked with Sylvia Steele. I'm saving that, man. Like, it's like a collector's item.
He smoked a joint with her.
Yeah. We all chill in the back and in the green room where like there was artists only, so that way because there was people there who had just to see her because like I had no idea. Like,
of course,
wow. So I put the posters out there and people knew who she was.
She's a huge comic.
They came from the comedy, right? They came from the comedy.
That's right, definitely. Not because
no
they heard there was
intended.
A comedy.
No, they, not. Oh, come on, no. Let me tell you, I'm in here with three guys, the three and one woman, and she's the one who said no pun intended, and now they're getting it. We weren't even going there. You're filthy.
I'm sorry.
Come for the comedy.
I'm sorry.
Like a barn? Wow. Is it dirty?
I'm done. It was in a barn. Yeah.
Toby, I've never seen Toby like this. He's out of control.
He's always fun.
No, not like this, though. This is too much.
Much too much.
That Al Capone summer hat he has on the table.
I love the hats.
Yeah. It's got a bunch of pins.
I love that. Now, what did you always have a hat thing, or was it something you just started?
I would have always had a hat thing if hats always fit my head.
Okay.
Like, I have a weird history with them. I've always wanted to wear them, but up until, like, a year or two ago, like, and my mom found the hat man, and she took him.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I think we know who you're talking about.
Are you sure? On the corner?
Yes.
Like, underneath the tent?
Yes.
Yo! Dude, I have like three hats from that guy.
Same, I have more.
Dude, that is crazy. That's right. You have even more.
I have more.
I got my first like fit. Like every hat I've gotten from that man actually fits. Mm-hmm. And that's when like I really felt like, yes.
You gotta hook Bubba up with a hat.
Yo, I definitely will. Shit,
now, Bubba, are you technically a ginger or are you blonde?
No, he's blonde.
I'm blonde. It's really dark. Like, it's dark, my hair. Yeah, usually.
It depends on the time of the year, though, because sometimes it's really, like, sometimes it's, like, super bright. Sometimes it's,
Because that was my only other issue with him, was I thought he was a ginger. Yeah, okay.
It's the only other issue.
He doesn't care about
I am. I'm, like, one of the palest guys that I know.
Well, that's why I said. Bubba is the only, he's the whitest guy you've ever met in your life, and his name is Bubba. Is that your Christian name?
I mean, I think Jesus loves that name, personally.
Of course he does.
But my birth name is Rob. Robert.
Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
Where did Bubba come from?
Rob
to
Bubba.
It was one of those things that just happened and it stuck.
Okay.
Like, I don't know how the way to describe it.
I can see how it comes from Rob. You can say Rob.
You can see how that happens.
Yeah. Okay. But I want to get back to the Hat Man because I give you shout out to the Hat Man.
Yo, shout out to the freaking Hat Man.
His season is coming. And
he will get you right.
He has such a selection and he was selling them for $15. I mean, his prices might have gone up, but $15 a hat and two for $25.
I got a bucket hat for like
Really?
Like, seriously.
For $5?
I want to say.
Yeah.
I want to say I might be selling him a little bit short, but I'm like, his prices are really good.
Out of Hat Man.
His fits are good.
Yep. He's nice.
I have not gotten a hat from that man. He's very nice. Mm-hmm. He will help you. Yes. He will help you look for a hat that you like.
Yep. Yeah, he will.
And he has sunglasses, too.
He does have sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. So this is coming
Don't wear them inside, though.
From Pennsylvania.
Don't wear them inside.
No. Yes, you come off the exit as if you're on Route 1. You get off the first exit into Trenton, and you keep going headed towards 29. And he's you can't miss him.
He's right on the left-hand side.
It's right before going to Cooper's.
Yes.
Yeah, that section.
Or even before going to Social, actually, it's kind of like in between, in that little in-between road, in between like Cooper's.
There is that weird like stop sign area that's like a triangle.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It's on like that little
on the roads and trails.
That little patch.
Okay. I would like to do a public service also by getting Rodney on the show one day, but you have to come with him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to set that guy straight.
Oh.
I want to help him.
Maybe he doesn't want your help.
No. He's
most people that don't want help are the people that need the help the most. And I want to do a public service for Rodney.
What is his ethnic background?
Yeah. He's Ecuadorian.
Okay. Mm. I was curious. Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I would want Bubba to come on
with
him.
He has lovely hair, I have to say. I could see why he wants to swing it around.
I'm kind of jealous.
Oh, he was doing that a lot. That's right.
Because he's got great hair.
That headbanger thing I used to do in the 80s when I had long hair.
Because he has beautiful hair.
All right, I had beautiful hair, too. I had happening hair. I had this long, thick, black hair. Paul Stanley hair I had.
He did.
It was outrageous.
But
anyway. She loved me so much.
I actually did see an old picture of it.
Yeah, I showed you. Yeah, it was gnarly. Anyway. Speaking about lightsabers, we just had a very, very big Star Wars episode with two of the biggest Star Wars nerds in Trenton.
That we know of.
Right. Stacey Williams and Harry Irizarry.
Yes.
And they went at it. And let me tell you, Harry wound up winning, but Stacey was right on it. He made him earn it.
We had to go to like three deadlocks, three tiebreakers.
You know what two of the prizes? I'm sorry, is it a private conversation?
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Little secret.
Two of the prizes. The second prize was Han Solo's dice that hung in the Millennium Falcon, the actual ones from the 70s.
Oh, shit.
The other prize was a reworked lightsaber from Sir Alec Guinness.
What?
From A New Hope.
Seriously?
And Harry won both.
Yeah.
That actually worked. It was reworked to work.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The actual one from A New Hope. Harry has
I'm holding back so many noises right now, bro.
No, let him out, man. I can always edit him out.
Maybe we should have kept him in.
You would love Harry. Oh my God! You guys are Star Wars nerds. You love Star Wars.
Oh, big time.
Oh, you're gonna love that episode. That's a good episode.
He says that's his canon. I'm like, oh, cool. But he's a great guy. That might be a first Friday hookup where we. I think
you know what? Bring Harry down.
We need Harry and all the Star Wars nerds.
We also
nerds.
Hooked him up a while ago with Mark Hamill's blaster from Empire Strikes Back, and Mark Hamill signed it to him and gave it to him. Yeah. The trigger's a little wonky because it's from like the 80s or 70s. Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work.
But he has that in Trenton, too. Yeah. Harry's like loaded up. Yeah. It's crazy stuff. Yeah. Yep.
He's got pictures with all these famous, because he goes to all the Comic-Cons and
like almost anyone you could say, he probably has a picture with.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
He lives in the South Ward. That's all I can say. In the South Ward.
No, I'm joking.
No, you're not going to his house. No.
Now, what ward do you live in?
I think West Ward. I'm near the bridge. Not the Trenton Makes Bridge, but the other one that goes.
Calhoun?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're over there?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm like, if you go down the street and then make one of the rights.
Okay.
Like,
gotcha.
See, when OTC comes in here, or even just Bubba alone, right? So we have the Zoom L12 live track mixer that we could plug instruments into.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And actually do a show with live music.
That would be fun. What does OTC stand for?
Over the counter was the initial meaning of it because that's the like name of my part of the band. Mm-hmm. But throughout like our years of doing it, we've gotten multiple different meanings.
I thought it was off the chain. That's what I thought it meant.
Yeah, you thought it was off the chain. Sometimes we use like Of the Collective. I've heard Our Tall Child, Official Time Crunchers.
Oh, wow. Like, okay.
Just, what does any of that mean?
It's just appropriate for the moment.
Whatever you want it to mean, man. Our Tall Child?
He's our tall child.
Well, who's the hour then?
Us.
This is the child belongs
it
to.
Takes
yeah.
a village.
The band,
it
the takes a village.
He's,
parents.
He's the world's child.
It takes a
he's,
village.
Oh yeah. He belongs
Toby,
to
the
world.
World's child.
The child of the
world's tall child.
Trentonian world's child. That's going to be on my Instagram bio.
Well, I hope there's no hard feelings. We're just saying how we felt.
Oh, I love it. I do the same thing, man. Like it's fun to bust.
We'll totally come and hear you again.
Like, yeah, but not Knives Down.
Or Lawrenceville. Come to Trenton and do it there.
Yeah, do you ever play in Trenton?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, Elver.
With us, like more often than not.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Cool. He plays a bunch with like OTC and stuff. Sometimes we'll play behind him.
What do you play?
I play guitar and sing, but I also will play drums for bands sometimes too.
Do you write your own music?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a nice process. I mean, you were referencing before like canon. Mm-hmm. And that's a concept that I really like to focus on. It's a big concept. It helps myself at least keep what is relevant to what is actually going on story-wise. Because there are certain stories that are considered canon throughout time. The Bible is considered canon, then like Shakespeare is considered canon.
Mm-hmm.
Like really large pieces of literature. I don't have any off the top of my head from the last century that are canon.
Hmm.
I know there are though. Mm-hmm. I think 1984 might be. But anyway, stories like this are like the impact civilization. Right. These are considered canon. So when your friend was saying like Star Wars is canon, I try to like look at those elements and see what exactly is like the real relevancies. Oh yeah. So we're big friends. So some things I do write about are like other stories. So I'll take stories like from like myths, from like Greek mythology, or I'll take stories from the Bible, or I'll take stories from like Shakespeare, or like One Piece is something that we're really big fans of. So anyone you guys might not know what it is, but One Piece is pretty much, they did a Netflix adaptation of it, but it's like an anime or a manga.
Okay.
And it's a really, really great story.
Been around for 25 years and it didn't need to make a sequel because it's good enough on its own to be its own story.
Here he goes. Freaking love it.
Right, so they don't need to do any sequel.
I'm trying not to get the nerds out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm totally
into that whole scene, just so you know.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
So that's like, For songwriting, I try to maintain about what is relevant. One thing that kind of stands for me, rain is definitely, it's one of those things. It sounds so simple, I know, but rain is the origin of rhythm, the pitter patter. That's where, in a lot of native cultures, like in African culture, rain is the roots of the rhythm. Certain rains make myself feel a certain way. So just listening to that rhythm in the rain and then being able to respond to it, preferably with a guitar, or voice, and then kind of taking it from there and then growing that response, and then also listening to the rain more and seeing what it's saying. And
I could see that, because I love the rain. I love listening to it. I love rain on a metal roof. Love the noise. Like it's loud. I love that. Yeah.
When you guys are making music, do you ever use any kind of sampling, like a looping sample that you create and then it loops and you create more and it loops that and any kind of that stuff?
In my head, maybe. But I'll have a looping in my head.
What are you looping in your head? I mean, like during your as part of the performance, you're laying down a beat. Let's say on the guitar. Mm-hmm. So you're hitting the guitar. You're making that beat. It records it. It loops and it. And then you add onto it as you build. You're recording as you build, and then
it's kind of like designating a finger to a certain accent on a bass line.
Yeah, but no, I know what it is. I know. Like Mark Ribble does it a lot, but no.
Okay.
Who was that? Phil Keggy?
Phil Keggy did that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris Dixon was a big guy doing that. Yeah. So, okay. I was curious. Mm-hmm.
Right. But, like, in a way, like, you do kind of when you play bass. Like,
I've been using delay a lot. And sometimes that ends up sounding like a loop sometimes because the thing that I'm playing is, like, running over itself.
Okay.
The riffs and, like, that combined with, like, what I'm playing in the foreground.
Gotcha.
The echo turns the. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Besides your own music, what you've written, what's your favorite music to perform?
Well, I was actually like brought up religious, so I have a ironically unholy bias to gospel music. It is like so fun to play. I love like all the da, 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 all the chord changes, everything. It's like the energy.
Right.
I've seen that music make people move in ways that I can't, like other pieces of music don't make people move.
Yeah.
But that and like other than general like metal and stuff, I'd say Primus. I
don't know what that is.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what that is?
No idea.
So Primus was a band out of the 90s headed by Les Claypool, Tim Alexander, and...
No idea. Oh,
what's the guitar player's
name? Larry LaLonge. Yo, that man, Les Claypool made me take bass seriously as an instrument because I started off like as a drummer, and I like took guitar lessons a little bit. Like I was really just trying to figure out what exactly I liked. I liked drums, but I wanted to try something else.
Right.
So I tried guitar, went up to my music teacher and was like, hey, I know a couple of chords. Can I join this cool band and play guitar instead of drums? And he was like, here's a bass. So, but like from there, I just like kept practicing. And then like I found Tommy the Cat. And that song blew my mind. I can't explain it. I can't explain the bass riff because it is just it was the first like actual
lot of layers. It's very layered.
Yeah,
we'll have to listen to
it. It's a layered part, I'd say. Okay, because there's like part, there's slapping, strumming, like slides and shit, and he's doing it all on a fretless six string. I don't have access to that, obviously, but like the fact that he's doing it on a fretless six string bass,
right.
when typically like people are used to seeing four, like it's just
wow.
Yeah, so
that's pretty wild.
Is that like your favorite song then? Like if you had to pick a favorite?
Oh yeah. There's a, cause that one definitely had the biggest like impact on my life. Like from there, like I told you I like started off like growing up to like, you know, gospel. So like with that came like R&B and stuff like that.
Sure.
I never really actually listened to like hip hop or rap that much. Yeah, that was never really a part of my life for a long time. But eventually like I found like I was at my house. I was like 8, I want to say. And I was going through like On Demand on like Music Choice. And I found rock. And from there, like, I saw a Black Sabbath song for the first time, and I was like, well, that was interesting.
That's so funny. I was going to wear my Black Sabbath shirt today.
Oh. Dude, that would have been crazy. But it was when Dio was still singing for them. So, like, it was a song called Bible Black. I'll never forget it because I showed my sister the music video, and it gave her nightmares.
Oh, but, great.
anyway, after that, I went to metal because I'm like, okay, like, I'd like a more, you know, metal sounds like it's harder than rock. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes. What kind of metal though? Like 80s metal or like today's metal?
So the first thing I found was Slipknot.
Okay, so a little bit in the middle.
A little bit in the middle. Yeah, it was a little bit, like, it was like just recent metal, I'd say.
Wow.
Like, so I found a lot of like Slipknot, Korn, Disturbed, stuff like that.
Okay, so this is much more closer to the now metal.
Yeah.
Like we have a show on the network called Mouthful of Metal.
Mm.
And Rich Hopkins actually is the host
of
that.
So knowledgeable, yeah.
He actually just went to a Pantera concert 2 weeks ago in the Garden.
Actually, you know what? I think I know someone who actually went to that concert. Shout out to Emmy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's interesting. So Slipknot, Korn, that's like the later days of metal. That's more recent.
I'm lucky to have like open-minded parents who was open for me going to gospel and to like all this. So
what a leap.
Seriously.
Oh my gosh.
And so
that's okay. I know Korn is saved. The guy, the head from there.
He's totally saved.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my parents, seeing that I was like getting into this side of music for some reason, they got me like Guitar Hero and shit, and that
that really helped you, huh?
Oh,
does that really work? Is that like a legit thing to learn on?
Oh, dude, 100%. Guitar Hero has been the gateway for many, many musicians, honestly, because it's one of those things where like when you see other people do it, you don't picture yourself doing it at first.
Right.
You don't imagine like, oh man, like you're in like kind of like the Peter Parker like nerd, like I can't fucking like do anything, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just here. Mm-hmm. I'm just me. But playing Guitar Hero, like one, I was getting good at it. And when I started getting good at it, I started just like looking at the people doing it in real life, because I realized like some of the people, like I had World Tour, and in that game was like they have like celebrity cameos and stuff, but like this one had freaking all the greats: Jimi Hendrix, Sting, freaking Ozzy Osbourne, Hayley Williams from Paramore, like Ted Nugent.
Wow.
It went all the way down. They had songs from freaking Steely Dan in there.
Really?
It's still my favorite to this day.
That's kind of cool.
The mix is great.
Yeah, because that's getting into the heads of kids today.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it was good.
Yeah.
And that's what it made me realize. Like at first, like I saw this like heavier stuff as just like, oh, this is like crazy, satanic. I'm not supposed to like be into this. But then when I like looked at all of it together, I'm like, wait, this is all the same shit. This is all like a, it's all like the same like ball game. You just want to make people move. Mm-hmm. So like from there, I like looked at the instruments that we had lying around the house because I come from a musical family, and like I was, oh my God, like I could have been doing this the whole time.
That's wow. So cool. So, that's yeah. Really, I wish they had a thing called rapper hero because I would be all over that.
No,
oh, dude.
You should
I just
not.
Want to be a rapper. So
terrible.
Bad. They have mods. Just so bad at it. What
don't
do they
encourage.
Have? It's called mod.
Do not encourage yeah.
What is
this.
That? Like an app?
No. No. I forbid you to ever rap.
Listen, when you're not in the house, let me tell you, she
clone
went to Thailand
hero. Look
a,
up clone hero.
A few years ago. She went to Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And I was going up and down the stairs screaming an Eminem song. I had it blasting throughout the house.
Yes.
I'm sure the cops were called.
But nobody came.
And I said she would lose her mind if she walked in right now. And I'm
oh
screaming.
My God.
Because I'm so bad at it, but I love
terrible.
It. It's so good. Like good rap. I love good rap.
Agreed.
And I try and do it, and it's just bad.
Yeah, it's not it's, your thing.
That's what makes a good rap, man.
No.
It's not the easiest
no.
to pull off.
I want excellence.
He's
I,
not
I,
good
no,
at it.
I'm not good at it. And I noticed that, but, you know, it doesn't stop me in the car when I'm alone.
Yeah, that's a good thing about music. It just takes practice. You know?
Practice.
Patience.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
Bubba, do you have a favorite song?
That's right it. Now, yeah. My favorite song is Lay It Down by Al Green.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Really?
He just showed it to me outside. It's
school.
Actually really sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that both of you like reach back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you have to. You mm-hmm. don't. You don't really have a choice.
Just like, call my
you...
wife, dude.
It's okay.
I call everyone dude.
It's all right.
There was actually one time I was in the car with somebody who was like extra sensitive to that. I was like, look, just so you know, I call everyone dude. Is that okay?
No, extra sensitive to being called dude.
I won't say why or how, but
one of my favorites. I don't know if you'll know this one. Do you know which one I'm going to say? Sing, sing, sing.
Oh, Benny Goodman.
Boom, 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 boom. She did a tap dance to that.
Oh my God, I love it.
That
the full version.
So
when he stops and then it. And then it.
Classic. Classic.
Love it.
Yo,
love it.
Very cool.
Well, then, if that's the case, I'll raise you this freaking Minnie the Moocher.
Okay.
Okay, little Cab Calloway.
I love Cab Calloway.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, all that Zoot Suit era, Duke
that.
Ellington, all
swing,
that stuff.
I love Swing. I'm
a big fan of musicals.
Yeah.
So, like, one of my favorites is Ain't Misbehaving.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I grew up on that music. I can recite some of those songs word for word.
Like. Yes. How about Dreamgirls?
Oh, I freaking love Dreamgirls.
Not Jennifer Hudson, the original one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we're talking about, like, Loretta Devine, Shirley Ralph. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, he knows his stuff.
I know. Yeah. Especially with Broadway. I love
Broadway. Really? I love Broadway.
I love
That's how we
Broadway
met.
That's how we met.
Not really? On Broadway.
Well,
but
in Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. The musical.
But in Howard Beach, New York.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
What a beautiful.
Yeah.
That's right. A little curly action.
Wow. Yeah, so you weren't curly, though.
No.
You were Ike Skidmore.
I was Ike Skidmore, but I had long black hair. I was a heavy metal Ike Skidmore.
And you were. Yeah.
With my MC jacket.
And I was Gertie Cummins.
Gertie Cummins.
Oh.
And we're back to the porn now.
So anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well, guys, would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure. Let's do it.
Trenton Waves Plugs. Hey, podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, which is now X, and TikTok. We have something coming up. Detective Corey McNear from the Trenton Police Department calls me up the other day and he goes, Frank, I got this thing called Cafe Conversations.
I like that.
It's on Saturday, March 16th from 11 to 1 at the Orchid House Cafe, 134 East Hanover Street, with a special guest speaker, Dr. Deborah Preston, who's president of the Mercer County Community College. You're going to get free food.
Ooh.
They got good sandwiches.
Free beverages.
Nice.
You get to know who your first responders are.
Nice.
You get to meet up with friends and neighbors, assuming they go.
Mm-hmm.
And you engage in conversation about the community initiatives and other events. So it's just a good way to keep in touch with each other. We're going to be doing this all throughout the city right now, where he's in the North Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's coming up on Saturday, March 16th.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of stuff coming up.
Beautiful.
Can I just say something about the men and women in blue? I totally support them. I saw something on Facebook. Someone was ragging on some cop.
Oh,
and I'm like, but when you need them,
yeah, when you need
them.
You need them, exactly.
This is a person that puts on a vest and a gun and goes to work every day, leaves his family at home. I'll just respect the position. Now, I'm not saying everybody's good. I'm not right, saying that's right. true of any field, a lawyer, a teacher,
right. doctors,
a doctors,
exactly, musicians.
Right. No, all musicians are good.
Few bad apples.
But because I grew up really like, I had, what was Officer Joe Bolton? Officer Joe Bolton.
Explain to podcast you who that is.
He was the guy who used to host, I believe, it's a long time ago,
good.
The Three Stooges show on
Channel 13. I thought it was Captain
13.
Kangaroo.
No. Well, he was the local guy. He wasn't, it was like.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And his name was Officer Joe Bolton.
Officer Joe Bolton came
to my grammar school and he talked to all of us and he was really, it was nice. It was a great
experience.
Who
was the guy that held you as a baby? Was it him?
Oh, he was a security guard at Sloan Kettering.
Oh.
Where my mother worked.
I thought he was like a TV guy.
No.
Really?
No. He was a TV guy. My mother worked at the hospital and she brought me to work.
Okay,
and he
used
to babysit me. I was an infant. Anyway.
So Joe Bolton, Officer Joe Bolton.
Yes, so I always had good experiences with cops. I've never been arrested. I've never been. Mm-hmm. I remember, I've told the story of me on the B11 bus.
Yes.
When the kids took my wallet and they shut the bus down and the cops came, drove me home. I got my wallet back. And
that's because you're a big whistleblower.
I am totally a rat. Right. I will rat your ass out. Right. I told that. Yeah. Don't do anything in front of me you don't want the cops to know, because I will tell.
She will.
Anyway.
She definitely will. I've been arrested 8 times, and not because of her telling on me.
But so I've had experience, too, with children afraid of the police.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you afraid? Oh, it's the police. I'm like, they're not bad.
I know.
Don't tell your kids that cops are bad.
Listen, I don't trust people that have a problem with the cops in general. I don't trust those people. Like, there's a reason you have a problem with cops. Let's be honest.
Look, maybe it's a race thing. Maybe it's a culture thing. I don't know.
I think the Puerto Ricans are the best dancers, though. Just saying.
The Puerto Rican
cops are the best. If you order a Puerto Rican cop to come to your door and do a dance, as far as dancers,
what are they talking about?
I don't know.
A cop to come to your house to dance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
To dance?
But the Puerto Rican ones.
What, like a stripper?
I mean, if you want to call him that.
It depends on where you get him.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
So you're saying I got to call the radio room. Can I get a Puerto Rican cop over here? I want to see him dance.
I want one of the strippers, please.
It's an emergency.
Yeah. It's an emergency.
Right.
It's an emergency stripper. It's a stripper emergency.
It's very much an emergency.
But anyway, so.
They're still high from all that pot they're smoking outside.
It's okay.
Oh, go ahead.
So anyway, I think this is a good thing. Corey's a great guy.
Yes.
Sponsoring this event to kind of make these connections between people and the community and the fire department, the police force, the EMS, all the first responders.
All of them.
Yeah. All right. So I have a couple of things. First of all, if you are in the South Ward, even if you're not, our South Ward Councilwoman Jenna Figueroa Kettenberg is going to be having a fundraiser at Sabor Latino, one of the great Latino restaurants in the city. That's at 293 Ashmore Avenue, and that's going to be on Thursday, March 14th, between 5:30 and 7:30. It's $50 a person, but you, of course, can donate more if you'd like. There's different sponsorships that they'll be happy to tell you about. So come and join us. We'll be there supporting Jenna. We love her and the work she does in our ward. Also, Wednesday, March 13th, you have to come out for the Pisces Pub Crawl. That's going to be between 4 and 8 on Wednesday. And we're going to start the crawl at the Lobby Club. And then we're going to proceed to Smokehouse. And then we're going to be going over to the station.
Right.
All within walking distance of each other.
Correct.
And they're all ready for us to come. If you're a Pisces, you have to come with proof of Pisces.
Right. Like your driver's license, your school ID, any kind of state-issued ID, that's all fine.
Not a birthday card.
Because somebody on one of the social media platforms was like, oh, I wonder what proof of Pisces means. Like, what are you just like retarded?
No, just bring proof something that shows when
ID.
You were born. Yeah,
we are in Pisces. That is my proof of Pisces.
Yes, yes. So you don't have to be a Pisces to come. But of course, we'd love to have as many people as possible supporting local businesses. That's the point of this. And if your birthday happens to be during the Pisces time, March-ish.
It's on Instagram.
Yes, it's on Instagram.
Go to New Park City LLC's Instagram. You'll see the graphic there.
Yeah,
it's all the information is there.
But there's the information.
Right.
Also, this isn't happening in Trenton, but because I really love Reggie and want to support everything that he's doing, Reggie Hallett over at 1911 Smokehouse.
Right.
They're having a St. Patrick's Day comedy night in their Willingboro location.
Oh, it's not here.
No, it's not here.
Ah.
But we love to support our local businessmen that are expanding and becoming more profitable and prosperous.
I will allow that. Go see that over there.
So you can go to 1911 Smokehouse's Instagram post, and you can find that on there. It's in Willingboro, and it is on St. Patrick's Day at 8 o'clock. The doors open. Right. So check it out.
Just so you know, all the comedians, all porn stars. Okay.
No. I don't know about that. I don't.
Bubba, Toby, where can people see you? Where can people find you? Where can people know you? Where can people go online to visit all things Bubba Walsh and Toby Richardson?
Onlyjams.com. Check it out. You can find everything there at onlyjams.com. onlyjams.com. It has everything about OTC, Bubba Walsh, and other artists from the Trenton area.
And you can find me on Instagram at toby.otc. You can find my band by looking up Sticky Foot, all one word, on any streaming platform. It should come up under Over the Counter. If you want to follow us even more, there's OTC_collective on Instagram. That's spelled how it sounds.
I assume it's spelled right.
I also happen to have a song coming out on the 15th. It's called Angel in Distress. It's going to be really good.
So Angel in Distress or This Dress? I want to make sure I heard you right.
No, Angel in Distress, like a damsel in
distress.
Gotcha.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So where's it coming out? How do you...
It's coming out everywhere. It's going to be on Spotify,
Apple Music.
Wow.
Great. Yes.
Look at you, man.
Are you going to be performing it anywhere?
Soon, yeah.
Okay.
Wherever you can.
It's an original track?
Yeah, cool. No, I wrote it. So I came up with the idea. I was in my room, basically. I was thinking about just stuff. And like Bubba, I also tend to take like inspiration from like myth, different like folklore, and also like the Bible occasionally.
Okay.
And I started thinking... Satan was probably like one of the first people to actually get kicked out of heaven, now that I'm thinking about it.
One of the first?
If not the first. I'm just making sure in case I'm wrong.
I'm trying to visualize this, Toby.
Yeah, visualize it with me.
He was the first.
Along with about a third of the angels. That was it. Nobody ever got kicked out of heaven.
Nobody else got kicked out after him.
Well, yeah, but who landed first? I'm just kidding.
He did.
I'm joking. But anyway, so I was thinking about like that whole story. And I imagined to myself, like, you know what would be funny? What if there was, like, an angel, probably one that he, like, treated like shit. What if there was an angel that followed him on his way down and just talked shit in his ear about being the first one to get kicked out of heaven? Because, like, if I was an angel...
I could see that in a minute.
Yeah, that's absolutely what I mean. Like, yeah. You know, he's just falling down. And keep in mind, not only is he the first person to go to this new place, so, like, he doesn't know how far he's falling.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you just think about it, that's a top of existence to the bottom of existence.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long ass fall. So imagine the entire time while he's falling, there's just a cherub or some little angel
just
fucker,
like giving him shit.
Just giving him shit the entire time. Just constantly talking shit. They're just like, dude, how do you even do this?
Totally.
You're the first person to do that. You had everything. What is wrong with you? You made God mad. How do you even make God mad?
I love that idea.
Man, that's great. That is so great.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's kind of been a running theme of mine recently, where like jokes end up turning into ideas, and like I'll say like a joke or something in jest, something sarcastic, like to myself or to somebody else, and then like my brain will be like, wait, hold on, there's something there, and like that's how that song came about. I've started a new song recently. I was at a jam recently, and somebody said, "Dude, imagine a country song about being a bar stool," and I'm like, "That's so funny," and I'm like, "Wait. Hold on." And so, like, I'm writing, like, a parody song about, like, being a bar stool. Yeah, because, like, the main notion of the song is basically, like, I know you go out to drink when you're bored. Why not sit on my face? Let me be your bar stool.
The worst part is that the music is good.
Assuming the top of the bar stool is his face.
Oh, yes.
Well, he's the barstool. Yeah.
He is the barstool. He's asking her to let him be.
Does that have to be her
barstool?
I understand the premise. I'm just saying you're assuming the top of the stool is where the face is.
I kind of went in a different. I actually I'm thinking it's upside down. A full bar stool.
Right.
So the bar stool's like, here I am. These guys come in. Sometimes it's a big fat guy.
Sometimes it's a beautiful lady.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a skinny butt. Sometimes it's hanging over.
I'm totally putting that in the song now. I'm totally putting that in the song now.
You know? Yeah. Oh, you're so heavy.
My life as a bar stool. Like, here comes that guy.
Oh, you know? Please don't sit on me. Don't sit on me.
The whole chorus is.
Yeah, right. That was perfect. That's the chorus. Yeah. It's all much when the fat guy sits on it. Right. The fat guy.
That's funny. I love that. That is funny.
Token fat guy. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It's a lot of beer.
Well, listen. Here's what I will propose. Comes out on the 15th, April 15th,
March 15th.
Oh, this month. Yeah. Oh, just like a couple of days.
Yeah, just about a week.
So you have the accompanying track to that, or would you do that live? Or how does that work?
I have both.
So, Bub, I'm going to need your help. When Bubba wrangles Rodney to come in here, you sing that song on that episode. You sing it live.
I'm here for it.
And we'll sing it in here. You know, okay. You just do it live in here.
Dope.
Well, that'll be on the Rodney episode.
All right.
Okay? Sounds cool.
We're going to call that episode Don't Trust People with Sunglasses at Night.
It was a song. You remember that song? I wear my sunglasses at night so I can.
I don't do any more lyrics because I don't want to get sued by Spotify.
Okay, right. My favorite is I'll wear sunglasses because my future's too bright, dog.
Oh.
my future's too bright.
And by the way, that fat guy in the bar stool, you can have a subtitle for that song called You Have a Big Future Behind You.
Had to squeeze that in.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Much like the guy in his pants. Okay. You have your last question, and we're out.
Okay. Thinking about Trenton, what does your dream Trenton look like?
My dream Trenton, so like I said, I'm from here. I was raised in here, and my dad specifically, he was also born and raised here. And he always harkens back to like days where, one, all those buildings that don't have anything in them had something going on in them.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that, but like he always would tell me about how like back in the day, there used to be music on like every corner. He said every corner. There would be either somebody playing, somebody about to play, or just like places like across the street from each other.
Really?
Different music. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dream Trenton is just that, but like all encompassing. You know, I don't see a reason why any of the talent needs to be missed.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see just like art, music, fucking like new theaters like Mill Hill Playhouse, like stuff like small things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are feasible, that are possible to just happen if people just move to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's my dream Trenton, because like that's what the city deserves. And more importantly, it's what the city freaking has. And it's always had it. It's had it from the beginning. And people just like, they just need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You just need to actually look.
Right.
Look into the genie bottle. See what's in there.
The people are still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people are still here, and the people are still amazing. Like, mm-hmm. there's a reason why Trenton is the capital. I say it all the time.
Right.
People forget. Mm-hmm. People forget that Trenton, New Jersey, is the capital of New Jersey, and it has never lost its capital
That's
quality.
Right. It started as the capital of the country. Right. It started as the capital of the country.
As the capital, exactly. There was talks about putting the White House here at one point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like, you can't tell me that we've lost that quality, because it's all still here. It's like a mom and pop shop that's like shit on the outside, but as soon as you taste any of that food, you can't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's home. It's filled to the brim with everything that you could want from a city. It just needs people to recognize it and treat it with the respect that it deserves. And if that happens, the city will go a long, long way.
Hmm. I agree. Baba, do you have anything that you'd like to say?
That was beautiful, man. That was,
it was.
I get
was.
Passionate about it, man, because I'm tired of people like overlooking us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we don't have shit to offer. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Have you seen some of the songwriters that I've seen come out of this city, man? Like, the artists alone, mm-hmm. they have shit that should be in museums mm-hmm. right now. Right. They should be selling their stuff internationally.
Right.
But you can find it at the social.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it at the Trenton Social. You can find it hanging up in Mill Hill. You can find it like
at Artworks
mm-hmm. right next door to where we are right now.
That's mm-hmm. right.
It's all over the place, but mm-hmm. people just don't know it's there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't know it's there because they assume it's not there.
Right.
They don't actually, like, they don't think that it has what it has, which is everything. Right. It literally has everything. And new things, too. It's not like it's had everything and it's been there forever and we're all used to it and we all know it's there, blah, 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 blah. No, there are new things happening all the time. Mm-hmm. New things opening, new events, new artistry being made. And, like, unless you know about it, you won't know about it.
Right, right.
I totally agree with you.
My dream is to see the Star Wars, like the newest Star Wars sequel, take place in Trenton. That's my dream.
The new Star Wars sequel?
Yeah, the new. So, like, they I don't think they're making any more, but they do. It would be a dream of mine that it took place in Trenton, like a trilogy. Yeah.
Wait a second. Fuck you want the next Star Wars movie?
Yep.
To take place in Trenton, New Jersey.
Yes. We could do it. I was thinking that about GTA, but where I like Star
it's
Wars.
Like, it's so far in the future, or so far in the past.
So Princess Leia has like a dream that is in Jersey?
No, she's not alive.
She's not alive at all.
This is like the ancestors.
This is the repercussions of everything that happened in Star Wars. And now
so the repercussions, it's now Trenton,
New Jersey. And everything happened, accumulated to Trenton, New Jersey.
That is such a good idea.
And we just discovered it.
So Toby, get him out of here.
I like that idea. You got to call George.
I was on the Bubba train, and then I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Or did he sell everything, George Lucas? Does he still own Star Wars?
George Lucas has
He should do it in Trenton.
Because if George Lucas still owned any of it, he wouldn't have let them get rid of the expanded universe. So, you know, they wouldn't have let.
Let me guess. You like Jar Jar Binks?
I actually do love Jar Jar Binks.
Really? There's a conspiracy about him being the actual Sith.
Yeah. Have you heard that,
by the way? I heard George Lucas say that it's all about Jar Jar.
Dude, Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah.
Yes. Jar Jar Binks is actually a Sith Lord.
Yeah, so he's
seriously,
like,
think about it.
He's
a Sith Lord. No, because there's actual precedent for it. Think about when he was able to guide the Jedi into the water when they were on Naboo. Think about that jump that he did. Who else have you seen do that jump? It's only Jedi and Sith jumping around like that.
I
don't care. His eyes are red like a Sith. They are. No, seriously.
Okay.
He always seems to be the right time. He was the princess's advisor, the only person who knew what the real Williams princess was.
Stacey and Harry, come in and save
me,
please.
They need to be on the show.
And on top
with
of
them,
that,
with them.
He was Palpatine's puppet the entire time. He made sure that he tried to convince the rest of the Senate to follow
Jar Jar Binks is the one who is, I'm pretty sure he knighted, or he made Palpatine Chancellor.
He did.
Yeah,
he's the one who announced it.
How did he go from being
a nobody jungle general
to the guy anointing
Palpatine?
Wow,
this is a whole nother show.
That's his dream, Trenton.
See, I think there should be a Star Trek episode where they come to Trenton.
Where Spock comes in and says, F all of you.
It's the same world. It's exactly the same world as Trenton. F just all y'all. Sabers in the Force. There's nothing else different. It's exactly the same as Trenton.
So
just
passionate.
Lasers in the Force.
He's right.
It's a dream of mine. I'm passionate.
He's an absolute lunatic.
There's
something legitimately wrong with Bubba. I just decided that.
There's got to be something wrong with you to be here.
Yeah, well,
we established that.
Anyway, okay, well, that has been yet another episode.
Full circle.
I don't even know what you said. I'm just trying to close it out. I can't even close out the show.
I love when it's like that.
Well, the podcast, yeah. This has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.